Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville. And coming in on his off day, it is such a pleasure to have Matt Wallingford in, City Manager for the City of Maysville, of course. Matt, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Hope you've had a wonderful Christmas so far.
Very nice. Hope you have had the same as well.
Thank you. Looking forward to the new year. But
yes.
First, year in review. It has been a heck of a year for the city.
It's been a good year. I mean, it's always a good year, it seems like. Lot of projects were approved this past year that we're hoping to get moving on in 24, hopefully the latest in 25. But as you are well aware, you know, a lot of the projects that we got funded are either federal or partially state grant funded. So, you know, sometimes you have to wade through the red tape, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
Before you can get a lot of these projects started. And I think we're getting a lot closer, and we hope to get at least get started on some of these projects in 2024.
Well, for those of us who might not know exactly what's been going
on,
what are some of the projects?
Well, I do know one that we plan on getting started in the spring, and that is a Land Water Conservation Fund grant that we received to basically extend the Maple Leaf Walking Trail out on Maple Leaf Road. This will be a trail that goes into the interior of the Tom Browning Boys and Girls Club, and it will extend that trail about a mile. And what I love so much about this project is a partnership. You know, the Boys and Girls Club chipped in $10,000 on this project, and I think the state, the Department for Local Government, saw that and said, hey, we like partnerships, let's fund this one. So, we've already put that one out to bid. And once the weather breaks and we get some better weather, we hope to get started on that one.
But that's great, because that walking trail is beautiful.
It's beautiful, and it's utilized. It is utilized left and right. I mean, you drive out there, and people are constantly up and down that trail.
And it's also nice that you don't just have organizations or businesses or whatever just saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. The Boys and Girls Club ready to put their money where their mouth is and help defray the costs of it.
And I'm going to take one hat off, put another hat on. I serve on the board of directors out there, and we have really good people. We have a great executive director in Caitlin Waddell, who does a phenomenal job. And it's just, me being a little selfish, it's kind of nice being on both ends of the spectrum for this one. I really enjoy it. I think it's going to be a great project.
Yeah, it's an incredible facility, and congratulations on that. So what else is going on?
Well, let's move south a little bit. And, you know, one of the things I've always preached are amenities for our citizens and the people that work here, because that is a part of economic development. And I think that's our role as a city, is to help provide these amenities, number one, to keep people here and to get people to move in here. So if we move south a little bit, I think this was our fourth try with the Recreational Trails Program with the Department for Local Government. We were finally able to get a separate walking path funded around the Rec Park Lake. So this way you'll have folks who want to drive and go fish, won't be getting in the way of people who want to walk or jog or, you know, take their kids out. Maybe they have young kids and push them in a stroller. You know, there will now be separate paths. So we hope to get that project started, hopefully sometime in the summer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I guess in this case, fourth time was a charm. Either that, or they felt sorry for us.
I used the Rec Park all the time.
Yes.
When I was actually in shape. I mean, round is a shape, but that's not what we're really looking at. But just the Rec Park is such a jewel.
Oh, absolutely.
For this area.
Absolutely. I mean, and Mike Wells, who's our director out there, does a fantastic job. But, if I'm in Lowe's or Kroger or downtown somewhere, and, you know, somebody's stopping saying, hey, thanks for what you all are doing out at the Rec Park. It looks great. And I'm like, you know, hey, don't thank me. You thank the folks who keep it in good shape and work out there.
Yeah,
so that's going to be another great, great project. And then if we shift back north, so now we're kind of hitting all sections of the city here downtown. Now, this is a federal project, so I don't know when this project will commence, but just to refresh everybody's memory, we received $1.65 million to do some improvements to the river side of the flood wall. We're still waiting to get word on when we can commence on that project. I honestly don't think it will be this year. I would be tickled if it were, but I'm guessing probably 2025. But this is new docks, new slips. We're looking at a portable fueling trailer so we can attract more boaters to the area. We will be doing a flood wall maintenance path that will go from basically the river park all the way to Limestone Landing.
Oh, wow.
And we'll basically take Hardiman Landing and almost turn it into a small park right there. So David Hoard's been heading all these projects, and a mastermind of his own, does a phenomenal job, very creative, very thorough with what he does. And I know once we get that project started, it'll be great.
And having worked for several years with the Buffalo Trails multi-sport race, mm-hmm. the other side of the river, that was a running path for part of the course. And just, we have such a beautiful landscape.
We do.
That way. So it's nice to see you taking advantage of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, and it was a no-brainer for the fact that after the Corps came in about 3 years ago and did about $11 million worth of stabilization and clearing, they did all the work for us. They did a vast majority of the work for us, and it looks great. You go up and down the river on a boat, and it looks wonderful back there. They left just enough trees to, you know, obviously they had to get out certain trees who impeded on the flood wall, but I think they did a really good job leaving a lot of the older growth trees back there, and it's beautiful.
And, of course, business-wise, Maysville's done very well in that. Just recently, Good 360 mm-hmm. announcing that they're coming in to the Federal
Absolutely.
Mogul Building.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
It is. It is. Particularly, obviously, for economic development. So now we got to move on to the next project. So, you know, it really helps with the Maysville Mace County Industrial Development Authority. They have been working on this building for several years now, and this is going to be a really good project. You know, you're talking about a company who works with nonprofits throughout the nation, and I think it fits. It really fits for our city and for our community.
Proving once again, we're the center of the universe.
We are the center of the universe. We are, Robert. And can we go back to that that river project real quick?
Yeah.
Because we were also awarded another grant just this past year, a Transportation Alternatives Program grant, or TAP, as it is called. And this is about $1.5 million grant that will basically improve all of the sidewalks. If you start at where Wall Street and McDonald Parkway intersect and go east down McDonald Parkway, come up Limestone to 2nd Street, and then take 2nd Street all the way down East 2nd. Both sides.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a huge project. People left and right use East 2nd Street to exercise, or, you know, to walk to downtown, maybe to walk to work. And the sidewalk, a lot of the sidewalks are in bad shape. So this is going to be, this is another really good project that we hope will actually tie in with the riverfront project.
That is great.
It is. I mean, it's.
I just keep saying it, but it is. That is just, it's so nice to see so many good things happening, not only on the business level, but also on, like you said, the amenities level.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, we are very fortunate at the city to be financially stable. And that's for people who came way before me, who planted the seed. And, you know, I'd like to think that the current commission, myself, my staff, we've tried to keep that going and to grow that seed. But with these projects, there's no way we could do them without federal state assistance.
Right.
There is no way. Our bank account would be negative, and we can't have that. So, you know, I know some folks like to rattle on, you know, well, grant money's being used for this and that. Well, you know, it's either grant money or these projects don't happen.
Right.
So we're going to keep going after grant money. I mean, somebody would be a fool if he didn't. I mean, go after it, because those are local tax dollars that aren't being utilized.
Right, right. And that's something that a lot of people bring up, you know, is the money being used locally? Is the money being used locally? It might go out of town for a bit, but it always comes back and benefits us.
Right. And, you know, we have to do a really good job with the money we have, because one of the biggest impacts that we're going to see in the next, I'm going to say 5, 10, 15 years beyond, way past after I've been here, utility improvements. I mean, we're under consent decrees. We've got water lines that have got to be replaced. We've got tanks that have to be constructed. And it's going to take money that we don't have. So, you know, that's going to be a major focus, I think, this year and the next few years coming up. Now, don't get me wrong, we're going to go after economic development assistance money, community development block grant money, rural development. We're going to go after money to try to offset our costs. But these are projects that have to happen. When you look at the combined sewer overflow project that's been going on since around 2007, 2008, if we don't complete that project, we're looking at major fines, and I'm talking in the millions of fines. And that's a waste of taxpayers' dollars if we don't complete these projects.
Well, that good time to throw in here, naming the landfill for Buddy Gollenstein.
Mm-hmm.
I told him the day of when they did the ceremony.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, I've been here long enough to remember that every time we were threatened with fines or something else, Buddy just doubled up his effort to make the landfill in the condition that it is today. And a lot of people don't think about that, but that is very huge.
Oh, having a locally owned landfill is huge, as you just said. I mean, you know, there's a couple times throughout the year I'll load up my pickup truck with stuff that needs to go out there, $9. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's an asset to our city, to our county, to our citizens, just to have that availability right here in our own backyard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And also, I want to talk about one of the things, whenever you're in, I always like to shout out for Public Works.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are just pretty much the bedrock.
They're the backbone.
Anything that goes on.
They are.
In town.
Yeah.
And, they're amazing.
And, you know, we have some new leadership out there. Luke King and Kyle Saylor doing a phenomenal job. And there's just good, hard-working people that we're fortunate to have employed at the city of Maysville. And, you know, when people go around town, and particularly in the downtown area, and they see the Christmas decorations or they see the hanging baskets, that's the men and women of Public Works who are taking care of all that stuff. And they do a great job. You know, one of the things people may not think about is the flood wall, maintenance of the flood wall. That's our Public Works department. They're the ones who, God forbid, we ever have a massive, the Ohio River raises. Those are the folks who are out there putting the floodgates in. They're the ones operating the flood pumps. I mean, that's who's doing it. We have our heroes at the police department and the fire department, and they are heroes. They absolutely are.
Yes.
But a lot of people don't think Public Works is also an aspect of public safety.
Yes.
So we have some wonderful departments, and I can't say enough about our utility department. Those are the folks who are out there in 15-degree weather working on main breaks. And they get it done, and they are excellent at what they do as well.
And I know, like you said, you know, some people just like to complain.
Sure.
But when you look at the way our city is humming along, it's really exciting, and it's nice to see that the city gets it.
We do.
And are able to work cooperatively with different businesses, nonprofits, other organizations for the betterment of our town.
Yeah, and what I want to stress is we're here to help. We're not here to hinder anything. If we are hindering something, it's probably because we're mandated by state or federal law to do something. And, you know, a lot of folks don't understand that, but we're just doing our job. Yeah. We're doing what we are supposed to do. But if you just come in and talk to us, sit down with us, go over what you want to do, we'll try to figure out a solution.
That's nice.
Absolutely. I promise you, we're nice people. We really are. Contrary to what some might think, we have really good people. And we're supported by five good elected officials who support us in what we do. And why would you want to hire somebody who's not a good person?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not going to happen with us. We're going to hire good people who work hard.
Well, thanks again to you and to everybody in the city who helps keep us moving with the forward motion.
And we're going to keep moving forward. You know, that's what I've told the city commission. Look, you know, yeah, we've gotten this and we've gotten that, but we're not stopping. We're going to keep going after everything we can to keep our city moving forward. And we have to.
And it's not just reactive, it's proactive.
Yeah.
Because you're constantly saying, okay, what do we need to look forward to, look ahead? So when something happens, if something happens, you can either prevent it or help mitigate it.
Absolutely. And we'll keep doing that. We're not going to stop doing that.
So that's 2023. What do you have coming for the new year?
Oh, yeah. Now you're really going to put me on the spot because I've been off for a few days and my mind has, Robert, I mentioned those utility projects. That is going to be a focus. That will be a major focus in 2024. excuse me, water and sewer infrastructure. You know, we're still pushing on. We've got some pump stations downtown, and then our sewer plant's going to be a big project coming up. And you know, frankly, we're going to have to figure out how are we going to fund these projects. You know, are we looking at Kentucky Infrastructure Authority loans? As I mentioned earlier, USDA grants, loans. That's what we've got to figure out. But utility projects are going to be a major emphasis this coming year.
Got to ask, because I never really thought of that before, but you're talking about the grant money. Putting in grant applications is not an easy task by any stretch of the imagination. Who takes care of that for the city?
That's why we have a wonderful organization we work with called the Buffalo Trace Area Development District. And Amy Kennedy, Christy Dodge, Missy Hardy, Jameson French, Cindy Ring, all those folks over there, Kevin Wells, phenomenal. And I can't tell you how much of an asset they are for this community. Huge asset. And they're the ones who have really helped us out and kept us going. And without them, we wouldn't be in the position we are today. And that's a fact.
I've done grant work before, and it's just so much to it, so much information, and just hats off to them.
Absolutely, and that's what they do. That is part of what they do, and they're a partner. They are a huge partner for the city of Maysville, and I'm very thankful for them.
And again, everybody works cooperatively with each other.
We do. We do. And whether it's different governmental agencies working together or if we're working with the Rotarians on a project, we work with, you know, we like to work with everybody.
Right.
Public, private, nonprofit partnerships, that's the way to go.
Well, Matt, Travis is back there giving us the giving us the hook. So just have enough time to wish you a very happy new year, a safe new year, and a wonderful 2024 for you and your family.
Likewise, Robert. Really appreciate all y'all do.
Folks, enjoy the day. Got a couple more left in 2023. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.